We're joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who is just getting done commemorating and celebrating a very busy weekend in the town of Hillsborough, capped off by the holiday parade on Saturday. How's it going, Mayor?
Oh, it's I think we are in many ways recovering from this wonderful, wonderful weekend. It was great weather, and I see you had a very fine day in Hillsborough, too.
Yes, I did.
On your Facebook post,
I
visited a lot of places.
Yeah, we started the day by going to the Airmount House, which I had never been to before. So,
mm-hmm.
And they were doing Christmas in the Air, so they've got it decorated for the holidays a little bit now through the end of this week, I think, celebrating their 200th anniversary. So all the more reason to head there. So I got to tour that house, which was really cool. Lunch downtown, shopped at the Purple Crow, finally got to see the stickwork sculpture or Riverwalk, which is worth all the time it takes to get wherever you are to Hillsborough to see that, because it really is gorgeous. Coachman's Quarters, which is just a hidden treasure in Hillsborough, great historical monument there, and then the holiday parade and capping it off at Hot Tin Roof. So I think I had a very Hillsborough day.
Well, indeed, it's a very, very, very Hillsborough experience, and I think, Aaron, that's exactly what we're talking about all the time as you come to Hillsborough. That was a very festive day when we have a lot going on, but most of those things that you can do every day in Hillsborough is going out to Airmount, go to Poets Walk, go to the Speedway, of course, Riverwalk is where the stickwork is, and the great shops downtown. So we're really encouraging folks to come to Hillsborough. We've got several new shops downtown. You've got Purple Crow, you've got... of course, Carlisle Lenny with the vintage jewelry. You've got several jewelers and just a new little gift shop that just opened up right next to Radius Pizza. There's very nice shops that are at Daniel Boone and other shops scattered around through town. You got those dog things happening at Paul's at the corner on the west end by the barbecue place and where Mystery Brew is. And so Hillsborough is kind of a fun place to come and spend an afternoon and spend an evening and really enjoy the holidays.
And just sort of an indication of how fast the town is moving, you mentioned new places opening up right next to Radius. You didn't mention Radius as a new place, but that's not that old either, is it?
No, that's in 2013.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, one of the things that, one of the lessons I've learned has been watching the growth in Hillsborough. We have been working probably for, you know, over a decade trying to get that east side of Churton Street,
yep.
Churton Street's the main street, to become live and vibrant. And it just, like, seemed to happen overnight. It was March 28th, 2013, on a Last Friday Art Walk, that suddenly the entire street, that side of the street was open. The Radius was open. They'd been open for like 2 days. The Hillsborough Arts Council had their new gallery open. Yep Rock, which has their headquarters there, had an open house. One of the other buildings now, that's now the new little gift shop, but the folks in that building had an open house with some artwork, and suddenly people are just wandering around and having a good time. And I think that's what we're seeing if we're putting in lots of effort to try to keep that small-town character, bring in lots of new things, but keep the small-town character, keep the scale in a very human, keep the businesses local, and it really helps when, you know, people come to enjoy it. And as I've often said in various tourist meetings, the joy about coming to Hillsborough is you're just doing what the locals do.
And they're really doing a good job of that, especially downtown. I think the downtown Hillsborough equivalent of the big box is Weaver Street, because there's two other locations.
Right.
And that's about as national chain as it gets, which is really cool.
Pretty much. We actually do have a nice, you know, vibrant shopping center that has a Home Depot and the Walmart and, you know, the Dollar Store and a few other places.
And then heading out on 86 going out to 85
Point,
and 40.
Cut ribbon for a brand new veterinary center that was opening there. And I know it sounds exciting, and sometimes people get a little scary about, you know, well, how fast is it growing, how much, you know, when I like to point out that between 2000 and 2010, when we really saw the downtown come alive with our restaurants and the nightlife, you know, there were about 800 people who came to Hillsborough. So we do have, in one sense, a lot of growth happening and some real spurts and a lot of activity, but we are keeping it on a small-town scale.
And keeping it manageable and keeping it local and sort of keeping the infrastructure growing along with it, I think, is the key, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And again, it was a great, great weekend for the town of Hillsborough. Holiday parade. Free Spirit Freedom was doing their 150th anniversary of the 13th Amendment's passage. Tours of Coachman's Quarters. Daniel Boone was doing a holiday thing. There was holiday stuff happening all over town this past weekend. But it continues in the weekends and the weeks to come, right?
That's right. And kudos to the Hillsborough Chamber, who has worked very hard to say, you know, it's not just about putting a parade on or an event where people sort of come and go away, but how can we get people involved? They will have every weekend to have carriage rides throughout the town on Sundays. That'll be lovely. There's an ongoing gingerbread contest. The museum has activities that are happening. Every weekend is a really a different kind of celebration. They're doing Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa, yep.
Upcoming up is going to be Hanukkah, and the next one's going to be Diwali. And Sportsplex has the Nutcracker on Ice coming up. So I think the Christmas Carol, there may be some tickets left for Thursday night, but most of that is sold out, and people are really looking forward to that. So even with these kind of events that you do that are extra for the holidays, the windows are lit up. Again, remind folks that the shops are open, but also the free things. You can go on Riverwalk every single day, go see the stickwork sculpture, then stop by Weaver Street or one of the local establishments for a beverage or for a good meal. It's always go up to Air Mountain and the Speedway to walk, and the museum and some of the places like the Burwell School are open. So it's always a good day to come visit Hillsborough.
And you mentioned the Christmas Carol. That's December 17th and 18th, so 10, 11 days away. Next week at the end of the week, and I know I was in Purple Crow on Saturday, and the woman who's working the counter said that she's been getting calls all of that day and people coming in asking about tickets. So if they're not all gone yet, they're going to be soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that is not to be missed. I got a chance to see that last year. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then coming up, This next Monday, not this week, but next week. I know the town has a new board meeting, new members getting sworn in. I believe
we do.
Yeah.
So, and of course, when every election, those of us who are the incumbents, that would be Commissioner Evan Lloyd and Mayor Pro Tem Brian Lowen, and myself, will be sworn in, as well as the new commissioner, Mark Bell. And, of course, we'll be saying farewell to Commissioner Eric Hallman, who's done such a fabulous job for the last 12 years. So we will really, really miss him. And he's going to continue, of course, to be in town. He's actually going to be a neighbor of mine. So he and his wife recently acquired a house. So glad to see him around. And I think his influence will still be here because he's contributed so much to the community. And of course, we're looking forward to Mark Bell coming on to the to the board. So we have our organizational meeting on December 14th, 7 o'clock at the Town Barn, kind of the way we usually do it. We'll have some ceremonies, open up the meeting, do the swearing in, have a little bit of reception, and then get down to a little bit of business that we have to do at the end of the year.
All right, sounds good. And I know we'll talk about that again next week, too. And head to Hillsborough all month long and beyond, but this month especially for all the holiday stuff going on, and check out all of those new shops, new restaurants, new places to see and visit, including a new art gallery owned by theirs truly, Tom Stevens, right?
Indeed, and by appointments. And if folks want to come by Studio HSBO and see the oil paintings that are being featured right now, always glad to open up for folks to come see the gallery.
Mayor Tom, thank you so much.
Take care.